This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Government decides to provide dues of 520 million rupees to sugarcane farmers. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda underscores need for quality education to face multidimensional global challenges. Four people killed in accident in Bajura district. And more than 60 migrants fear drowned in a shipwreck off the coast of Libya. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to immediately ensure the remaining payment of 520 million rupees to the sugarcane farmers. Prime Minister's Press Coordinator Shruti Kiran Sharma said the meeting of the ministers and secretary of the concerned ministry convened in the presence of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday took the decision to that effect. During the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal instructed the ministers and secretaries to show willingness for formulation and implementation of production-oriented policies, plans and programs by prioritizing agriculture sector and farmers. In a tragic incident yesterday evening, four individuals lost their lives in a tractor collision in Bajura district. The accident occurred at Khadigad in Badi Malika Municipality, Ward Number 2, on the Martadi Gotumuna Road. The deceased identified as Devraj Joshi, Karishma Rokaye, Chandra Dani, and Hikmat Rokaye were residents of Badi Malika Municipality and Gomul Rural Municipality. The information was confirmed by the District Police Office, Bajura. According to the Deputy Superintendent of Police, Kavindra Singh Bohra, the accident happened when two tractors tried to overtake each other while heading towards Gomul Rural Municipality in Martadi. The passengers of one tractor escaped without injuries, while all four individuals in the other tractor, including the driver, died on the spot. The travel documents of 246 out of more than 1,500 youths going abroad on visit visa were found fake. The Kathmandu Valley Crime Investigation Office stated that the people are found to have been sent abroad on visit visa by preparing fake documents with the involvement of the government employees. It is stated that most of those who have gone to foreign countries through this collusion are found to go for work rather than for visiting purpose. Police had initiated the investigation into the suspected documents since last September 18 to October 17. Spokesperson and superintendent of the Kathmandu Valley Crime Investigation Office, Ravindra Regmi, said the documents of the 1,512 people were studied in course of the investigation. He added that of them, the documents like certificates, labor and relation certificates, police report and bank details of 246 were found to be forged. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said Nepal requires an education system that enables citizens to overcome the multidimensional challenges resulting from globalization. Addressing the Golden Jubilee celebration of Janta Secondary School of Bardibas in Mahottari district yesterday, the Prime Minister said countries like Nepal were facing multidimensional challenges from globalization in the current digital age. The Prime Minister said that school curriculum should be revisited from the foundational level to make them contextual. The head of the government also stated that the government had already presented the secondary education bill in the parliament, considering the qualitative transformation in education. Vehicular movement on the Narangarh-Muglin Road section will be closed for 4 hours daily from coming December 23rd. The road will remain closed to chop off a hill on the roadside to build a bridge in the Twin Khola of the road. Information officer of the Nagdhunga-Muglin Road project, West Section, Krishna Acharya, shared that the road would be closed from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Prakash Jwala, has said that Indian Seema Suraksha Bal, SSB, have been causing obstructions in the blacktopping of the postal highway in the far west Nepal. During a meeting of the Delegated Management and Government Assurance Committee of the National Assembly yesterday, the Transport Minister talked about the challenges in completing the project due to the non-cooperation from the Seema Suraksha Bal of India. He said blacktopping had been hampered in Belauri Pachui area in Kanchanpur as there were some issues regarding border disputes. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to take effective measures to repatriate Nepalese through diplomatic channels and ensure treatment for those injured in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. The NHRC has also asked the government to make arrangements for performing the final rites of those Nepalese killed in the Russia-Ukraine war as per their religion, culture and tradition by bringing their dead bodies home. Issuing a press statement yesterday, NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel has asked the Nepal government to ensure safety of the Nepali citizens by controlling their journey to the foreign jobs through illegal routes in the future. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has admitted that despite the pressing need to focus on agenda of development and prosperity, the nation is still entangled in political matters. Speaking at the 58th anniversary celebrations of the Rising Nepal, an English national broadsheet of the Gorkhapatra Corporation yesterday, the minister underlined the importance of prioritizing development and prosperity over political issues. She also highlighted the need of moving ahead based on the changes brought by the IT development and increased social awareness. The government of Nepal has expressed profound sorrow over the passing of Kuwait's Emir Sheikh Nawab Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah. The Emir, a respected figure in the international diplomacy, passed away yesterday at the age of 86. In a gesture of deep respect and mourning, the government has declared that the national flag will be flown at half-mast in all government offices as well as Nepali embassies and missions abroad today. The renovation of Swayambhunath Stupa, a World Heritage Site, has been completed. The structure was renovated after its pinnacle fell down. A technical team of the Department of Archaeology, the Swayambhu Management and Conservation General Committee and the Kathmandu Metropolitan City had carried out detailed study. The shrine is mostly visited by the Buddhists to carry out various religious rituals and a large number of domestic and foreign tourists. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update now. The International Organization for Migration, IOM, says more than 60 migrants are believed to have drowned in a shipwreck off the coast of Libya. Citing survivors, the UN agency said the vessel left the city of Zuwara with around 86 people on board. The BBC quoted the IOM saying high waves swamped the boat and that 61 migrants, including children, were missing and presumed dead. Libya is among the main departure points for migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean and enter Europe. The IOM estimates more than 2,200 people have drowned while attempting the crossing this year alone, making it one of the most dangerous migration routes in the world. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in Lumbini province along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Government decides to provide dues of 520 million rupees to sugarcane farmers. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda underscores need for quality education to face multidimensional global challenges. 4 people killed in accident in Bajra district and more than 60 migrants feared drowned in a shipwreck off the coast of Libya. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.